grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The special service of promotion and graduation for the young people in our school emphasizes the need for proper priorities in our lives. Most people look at a good education as an important part of a step towards getting a good job, being able to provide for yourself, for your family. While this may be important, it is not the priority of Christian education. Christian education's priority is Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, the promise of everlasting life. But the process of living out our faith, the process of running the race that God has set before us, oftentimes simply boils down to a matter of priorities. What is most important to you for your children? And what's most important to your children even as they enter into these dangerous teenage years? In my class, we get to the first commandment. Tell the young people, this is the most important commandment of all. If you keep this commandment, you will keep all the rest of them. The first commandment is priorities. You shall have no other God before me. And if we would put God first in our lives in every instance, we keep all the rest of the commandments. For we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. It's not that the things of this world are evil in themselves. They only become evil and destructive to us when they become the most important thing to us. We also have discussed the Lord's remarkable offer to Solomon. I asked the kids, what would you say if God said, right now, I'll give you whatever you want? Now, some of them are smart enough, they know it's the pastor's class. So they will say, well, Jesus, the Word of God. But you get right down to it. What would you ask for if you could have anything? Riches? I would ask for athletic ability. Smarts? Solomon didn't. He asked for wisdom. Wisdom to govern God's people. But then in keeping line with our text this morning, what did God do? He gave him all that other stuff. Once Solomon had the proper priorities in his life. And our text this morning is taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and it's this whole longer section where Jesus speaks of priorities and of trusting God, not worrying. For me, it's summed up in verse 33 as you find it in your bulletin. You don't even need your bulletin. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, obviously, you know that there are wrong priorities in life. Jesus begins this section by encouraging his people, saying, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. He says, the things of this world are the wrong priority for you as the children of God. Again, things are not evil and wrong in themselves. Money is not wrong. A good job is not wrong. A new car is not wrong. But we are warned that these things do not become the priority of our existence, the priority of our life, because we're going to end up with nothing. He says, you lay up treasures and moths corrupt and thieves steal. You think you've got it made? Stock market crashes, inflation comes. You think you've got it made like the rich fool, and God requires of you your life? Means nothing. Solomon, who had wisdom, said, all the things of this world are vanity. They're like the mist that disappears. It's nothing. And so, Jesus reminds you this morning that where your treasure is, what's important to you, there your heart will be centered. Whatever is important to you, you're going to devote yourself, your energies, your talents, your wealth, to do it, to get it. So Jesus echoes the words later of Paul that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Greed. That which makes our capitalist society go around will end up with nothing. So don't make the things of this world your priority. But this is carried out in the fact that being the richest society the world has ever known, we tend to look for fulfillment and meaning and purpose in life in all of the wrong places. We have become obsessed with appearances, with health. Jesus says, don't worry about what you're going to wear. He says, look at these flowers. Nothing that man can create is as beautiful as the flowers that filled the church for Mary's service. And yet, another week, these flowers will be gone. Jesus says, why are you so concerned about how you look? I think our grandparents would be horrified if they ever got a glimpse of our closets today. What's in them that we don't even need? But somehow, we think, especially young people, that appearance is the most important thing. It's going to open up friendship, romantic interest, job opportunities. We are obsessed today with appearance. Just think of the money that's spent on cosmetics, beauty aids, surgeries, health clubs. For what? Not wrong, but if they become the priority, you've got a mighty empty life. But we've gone one step further even. Having all this stuff, now we look, as the Roman Empire did, to the pursuit of pleasure as the ultimate key. For our society today, the seeking of pleasure has become the priority of life. Think how much time and energy and money is spent on sports. Like the Roman Colosseums, Raymond James Stadium is going to be filled. Well, maybe not filled until they start winning. Yes. But not only that, think of the energy and the money we spend on sports for kids. Day. We were sent out with a glove and we got a bat that had been broken, so there were nails put through it. And the ball, the cover was coming off, so it was wrapped in electrical tape. Far cry from our pursuit of pleasure today. But what's even worse is our hedonistic, that's a Greek word that means the pursuit of sexual pleasure, has become a decadent society. And our young people are growing up in a culture which says, your answer to pleasure and everything is sexual immorality. It brought down the Roman Empire. It's going to bring down our country. Even though our generation, whatever generation you're going to be, the kids, we have more, you have more opportunities, more things, more money, and yet we're an anxiety-ridden society. Just think. Dr. Holmes knows it. How many people come because they are filled with anxiety? You have anti-anxiety medication. You have anti-depression medication. You have mood elevators. People are unhappy. People are dissatisfied. People are anxious. So what does Jesus say? Don't worry about tomorrow. Take care for today. He says your Heavenly Father knows what you need. He's going to take care of you. So, the difficult thing is you can't make this mechanical. You can't say you shouldn't play baseball on Sunday and then you'll be righteous. You can't say you shouldn't watch TV or you shouldn't wear pants to church or you shouldn't wear makeup. All this mechanical stuff is much more difficult. Jesus is speaking of where your heart is centered, the priority of your life. What does he say? Seek first the kingdom of God. This is the priority of our school. To present to your children how they may enter into the kingdom of God through their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How as children of God, they may serve God with their lives, with their talents, with their resources. To encourage them, but first of all to encourage you, because you're the model for your children. To make God and Jesus Christ the center, the priority of your life, of your hopes, of your existence. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? Seek first the kingdom of God. But how about when you put it into practice? What part does Jesus play in your everyday living, your everyday thought process, your interpersonal relationships with others? What is first? The natural tendency is to make the ego, the I, first. Jesus knocks that down, drowns the old man, and he says, I am to be the heart and center of your life and of your existence. Becoming more and more difficult to make proper priority choices for our children. The reading of the Bible on an individual level, very few people do it. Don't have time or don't care. Church attendance in all the major churches declining. It's graying. Demographically, we're getting older. People do not see Jesus and His Word as a priority in their lives. But if you don't have Jesus as a priority, nothing else that you have will make any difference. Because you're going to be faced with problems, you're going to be faced with tribulations, disappointments, and you're going to be faced with death. And the things of this world have no answers for you. But you notice also, he says, seek first God's righteousness. This is probably the thing that's missing today. The watchword of today is, I don't know, it was the 60s. I'm okay, you're okay. The book that was written, we're all right. God says, you're not okay. You've sinned against me. You have not always made me first in your life. You've not always obeyed my will. You've gone your own way. You've sinned in thought, word, and deed. Pharisees of Jesus' day thought that by outward obedience to rules and regulations, they could be found righteous by a holy God. After all, they made sure everybody saw him pray each day. They made sure that everybody knew they gave a tenth of their income. And yet Jesus exposed in the fifth chapter of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, the emptiness of their self-righteousness. He says, you need to seek a righteousness that's going to work. And the only place you're going to find that righteousness is in my Son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus kept the law for you. This has got a remarkable message for you. You believe in Jesus as your Savior, and I will credit His righteousness, His obedience to you. I will declare you my children. I will declare you to be holy, washed in the blood of the Lamb. We need to seek each day of our life that righteousness. And then, Jesus says, all these other things shall be added to you. What a gracious God we have. He gives us of His grace all this stuff. He gives us our health. He gives us our minds. He gives us more than we could ever use in a lifetime. He provides not just, as what did the little house people eat in the morning? Cornmeal biscuits? What was it?
Johnny cake?
Johnny cake, maybe. Can you imagine our kids eating that every day of the school year? What do we have, but what do we take for granted, and what do we even waste? God says, you don't have to worry about laying up treasure for yourself. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm your Heavenly Father. I know what you need before you even need it. I'm going to provide for you. So instead of spending all your time and all your energy trying to provide for yourself, trying to find happiness, trying to find security, seek Jesus. Seek the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins. Seek God's righteousness in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For these young people, they're going to be making very important choices the next years. Wrong choices are disastrous. But only by the grace of God and keeping Jesus at the center of their lives will they choose the proper priorities in their lives. Don't think it's going to be easy. Satan's going to be there fighting every step of the way. These children have learned about Jesus. And we pray now that God would not only keep them in their faith, but that God would use them in His kingdom work. We ask you also to pray for our teachers, that God would give them the strength to continue as they seek first for your children the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Now may that peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.